on PNP Network is famed producer, director, and writer, Greg Utanis. Greg, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. To be able to talk to you.
You're cutting in and out here a little bit. Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll try to hopefully get a better cell as we go along here today. We've had you on before from House and other shows that you've done. Banshee is quite the great show, and it's available right now in the first season. The complete season's available. It's a fantastic show, I got to tell you. Now, I originally watched it because your dad, Fred, told me to watch it, so I gave it a shot. And anything that you do, I enjoy. But there's a funny story that goes along with it. Your cousin Phil Utanis was watching the show with his kids, and realized soon enough that was not a kid's show and sent them to bed.
Yeah, he would realize that in the first 2.5 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah, the first episode. It's really it's a wonderful series. Tell us a little bit about how it came to fruition.
It was created by Jonathan Tropper and David Schickler, who are both novelists, and the project had found its way to Alan Ball, and he shepherded the project for about a year. And right around the time that they were getting ready to go, they had accumulated enough scripts to realize they needed someone that really had a lot of production background in terms of making television, someone with a lot of experience. And so I came in to shepherd the project initially, and then it became both a passion and an obsession for me. The deeper I got into the scripts, the more excited I got about the mythology. And I was remembering when I was getting out of high school, watching Twin Peaks, and I had to keep reading. I had to find out what the secrets and the mysteries and all the layers of the show were. So it ended up becoming something that I could build on, not just with the show, but in all the other kind of platforms that we've used to tell the story of Banshee. Like for the DVD release coming out at the end of July, I put all that material onto the DVD so that it'll be incredibly comprehensive for anybody watching it. They can use, and then we have an additional episode of content where we went back to discover and tell all the origins of the characters and the beginnings of the secrets and the lies that they've been telling.
Yeah, I actually enjoyed watching some of the you have a bonus thing about episode 7 and 8 where you actually get to see how it was filmed and stuff like that, and some of the adrenaline-filled scenes, how they were created. It's really a fantastic series, and this box set is a great intro for those of you who have not seen the series. It's going to be available toward the end of July, right?
Yeah, it'll be July 31st.
Yeah. So,
right.
Now, when does the new season of Banshee start?
We're about to film the finale for season 2 right now, and that'll be coming on next January. We haven't announced an air date yet, so.
I am excited about that, I'll tell you. It's one of those series that you just can't stop thinking about it. It's what a great concept about a guy who's a jailbird comes out and becomes the sheriff of a Amish area town. It's just the whole thing is just so surreal. And the more you dig into it, the more dirt comes out. It's fantastic.
I'd say this year we really take the premise to task and show what it's like. It's impersonating a sheriff, pretending to be a sheriff is far different than actually being a sheriff. And this season, Lucas will be faced with having to really do genuine police work. And how does an ex-con operate in that environment? Dealing with families of victims, dealing with an investigation, taking those kind of aspects of the premise and really seeing what our version of a procedural episode would be like. So and this year introduces a lot, several new great and memorable characters, and a lot more secrets will be revealed, and a lot more secrets will start to expose themselves.
And of course, the young lady that he allowed to escape after a jewel heist, that whole scenario with the character of Carrie is another part of this show that's just amazing, because it kind of sears right through everything.
Yeah, and we're bringing the whole cast to Comic-Con this year, and that, you know, Carrie and Lucas and Rebecca and Joe, Carrie being a character that really, pops for us, and, one of our fan favorites as well. So, she's such a great, rich, almost like a superhero. She's living one life as a soccer mom, but really is a, former, jewel thief and, very capable fighter. So we see little hints of that in season one and explore it in full in season two. So, I'm very excited, actually, given, the mythology and the addictiveness of the show, to be able to bring it to Comic-Con this week.
Yeah, very, very accomplished fighter is really an understatement. She kind of reminds me of Linda Hamilton in The Terminator. Except without the muscles, maybe.
You should see Ivana's muscles right now.
What's that?
She's pretty ripped.
Yeah.
You should see Ivana's muscles right now. She's pretty ripped.
So let us go back a little bit. Sure. You're a Mrs. Sky. What was your first break in showbiz? Because you've got everything, and congratulations, by the way, on your Emmy as well.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I grew up in Wellesley and left to go to college when I was 18. I was out in California at USC and studied film at USC and got out. I made a short film that had a lot of support from the local Stoughton-Wellesley Weston community, and that really was my calling card and got my career going. So I made a couple of low-budget movies with an eye to segueing into television. So I was, I've been directing television for nearly 20 years now. My first opportunity came in the form of a low-budget karate movie that I shot in the early 90s. And, that cut a great trailer and provided a way into directing more action and genre-type work. And as the years evolved, I started segueing out of action and genre into more dramatic fare, and that's what led me to House. And now the great thing with Banshee is that I've been able to take all my experience in genre and all my experience in drama and merge the two. So we have a rich emotional character drama that is filled with pulpy and delicious adult content.
Is there any desire on your part to get back into movies and maybe doing some other stuff in terms of film, or do you like TV that much?
Yeah, I have no real desire, to pursue film. It's a whole different art form and a different medium and a different business, very separate from television. I love what I've accomplished in television. Television's made a great career for me, and frankly, movies aren't out for very long anymore, and they're all going to show up on your television anyway, so all that really has changed is the size of the screen. So I'm working with Oscar-winning actors or caliber actors in the media. More people are pursuing television. It's really where you can tell these larger stories. I get to make 10 movies in the course of a season of Banshee, versus spending 2 years of my life on a movie, and whether it performs or what have you. So it's a great way to have a canvas to do the kinds of things that I really am passionate about, merging technology with media, being able to revisit characters and explore and take a journey. I find it to be a great art form and one that I'm perfectly happy to continue to maintain a career in. It's really where it's at. I go so far as to say TV is better than film.
You just mentioned that you're doing the finale. You're working on the finale for season two now of Banshee. At the same time, are you looking at other possibilities for other television programs as well, or do you stick to one at a time?
The Banshee is a year-round process for me. So the way that, that although I spend 5 months of the year shooting the actual season, on the off-season, I am editing episodes, delivering episodes, then promoting the show, then we are getting in the writer's room and working out the next season's stories. So it ends up being all-consuming and taking my full attention.
So So there's no other time for anything else.
There's really not. If I'm lucky to sneak away for a short break, I'm thinking that maybe on the way as well.
Very nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, again, have you ever thought about writing a book?
I would love to. In fact, you know, Biz Stone, the co-founder of Twitter, and a friend from Wellesley, has been encouraging me to take some of my production experiences and turn. I speak around the world about efficiency and the business of television and the management of a TV series as it compares to other kinds of businesses out there. So I'm essentially the CEO of Banshee, and what are the challenges that have come with that? So I have been interested in actually putting some of these things down, and I've blogged a few things, just some articles out there. It's a great response. So I've been actually thinking about transitioning, if I ever get a moment to create a more comprehensive location for all these stories and anecdotes and things I've taken from the business. It's pretty shocking, actually, how similar the TV business is to other businesses and the challenges they face. We work at a pretty accelerated pace, so in a way, we go through, in 5 years, with companies sometimes take, 20, 30 years to go through.
Hmm. Well, it sounds like a natural to put in book form, and with not just for TV, but as a universal type of business book.
It would be great. I would love to share some of that, because I found that when I give these talks to other, I go and I speak in Silicon Valley quite a bit, and when I do, we find that, for example, the startup process of an app or an idea or a concept in Silicon Valley often mirrors the same way that we go through the process of creating a television show, from its idea to its pilot to its series and brand recognition and so forth. So it's it is an area that the merger of art and commerce, the merger of technology and media. There's a lot of things that Banshee's provided a real standard for. So I'm able to work on many levels and challenge myself in many levels and really be part of the future of television. Not only how Banshee is consumed, but also how we make the show. Reflects a lot of those things.
Have you ever run into the situation where the show becomes so popular and the cast becomes so popular that all of a sudden they want more money, like it happened with Friends and some of the other shows? Have you run into that, and how do you prevent something like that from happening, if you can?
I wouldn't, I think those things usually celebrate the success of a show. I wouldn't want to prevent those things. I mean, I haven't been on something that's had the degree of success, I've not been in a situation like, the Friends cast, kind of hand in hand, negotiating, the contracts. But, House is a phenomenally popular show. Hugh was, one of the highest paid people working in television, and, that was well deserved. I mean, the success of the show rested on his shoulders. So, I don't look to prevent that, because I see it being a real partnership. Everybody wins in that case, and everybody's compensated for the contribution that they're making. So, the best problem I could have is the show was so phenomenally successful, and everybody was going back to renegotiate their contracts. But at the same time, Banshee, in particular, is an ensemble, and part of the expense of the show is that anybody could go at any second. So there's always that, and I like that we're in an ensemble situation, because it encourages a real sense of teamwork. I mean, Anthony Starr is a phenomenal lead actor, as well as like a phenomenal human being who is phenomenally professional and giving to his fellow castmates. So that trickles down to everybody that we built around the show. Feels like a repertory company. It's very, we have a rowdy show with a lot of adult content, but the behind the scenes of it are incredibly buttoned up, and we feel like we're making great theater or great movies, every single day when we get to show up to work.
We're talking with Greg Yatanis. He's the executive producer of Banshee, and the complete first season will be available on July 31st. Go get it. I'm telling you right now, get yourself all psyched for season 2, because I am. Thank you, Greg, for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
You got it.
Take care. Bye-bye.